Gradenhouse and Harper Audio present The Secret of You and Me by Melissa Lenhart. Performed by Courtney Patterson and Natalie Duke. You pierce my soul. I am half agony, half hope. I have loved none but you. Jane Austen. Persuasion.
The legend is dead. Raymond Arnold Noakes, Ray to his friends, Goddamn Noakes to his enemies, died as he lived. Too arrogant to admit an error of judgment, even as 157 head of cattle took issue with his presence in their drought-scorched pasture. The meth heads who riled the herd to stampede a man who treated cows with respect sometimes lacking toward his fellow man remain at large. Personally, I'd like to buy them a beer.
1. Nora. I never intended to stay away for 18 years. What started as a bone-deep sense of betrayal and shame morphed over time into anger and eventually habit and distraction. When I finally craved my family, needed them, a latent stubbornness I didn't realize resided in me reared its head. To return to Lynchfield, Texas, would be to admit defeat, to see my father's Roman nose lifted in the knowledge I'd been the one to give in, not him. The idea planted me firmly in Virginia, and I waited. Stubbornness and patience, the twin pillars of the Lynchfield Noakeses. I won in the end.
Well, it's about damn time.
My sister took me in from head to toe, her expression of disdain not diffused through the screen door. The bobby pin stuck through a small hole in the screen to hold notes from missed visitors, pointed to her curling mouth like an arrow. Hello, Mary. She opened the screen door and I stepped into my father's house and saw my sister for the first time in 3 years. I'd hoped she would be glad to see me, that she would greet me with her big, toothy grin, but I hadn't seen that joyous and sometimes mischievous smile since her wedding day, and I wasn't greeted with it now. Mary's gaze landed on my duffel bag.
I see you're not staying long.
I have enough clothes to stay indefinitely.
In that?
In this. I assume Clark's still sells toothpaste.
Clark's pharmacy has been out of business for 9 years.
Has it? I'm sure a lot has changed, though this room might as well be encased in amber. We glanced around the den. Brown paneled walls, a 70s-era golden brown shag carpet which had long since been flattened into submission, a couch upholstered in a waxed cotton of large orange flowers, the last purchase my mother made before she died, a dark walnut side table and matching coffee table stacked with back issues of The Cattleman, Texas Monthly, Texas Highways, and Field and Stream. A black recliner sat at one end of the couch, angled slightly toward the center of the room to imply a conversation area, but in reality was pointed toward the television sitting on a rickety metal stand across the room. The black leather slashed through the earth-toned room like a deep canyon.
I've been trying to get him to replace this horrid carpet for more than 10 years, Mary said. Said it worked perfectly fine and was a waste of money.
I suppose he's not wrong.
There's hardwood under here, you know.
Nora! Jeremy English emerged from the kitchen, a broad smile on his face and his eyes sparkling with good humor. I put down my bag and hugged my brother-in-law.
Jeremy, nice to see you.
You too.
He held me at arm's length.
You haven't changed a bit.
You just saw me last year, I laughed.
It's been 2 years.
That long? You've gotten fat, I see.
Jeremy was built like a fire plug, short, stocky, and all muscle, which he confessed to me at dinner 2 years earlier he worked harder and harder.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?